Madam Chair, in December 2016, the Federal Council adopted a national action plan to implement the UN guiding principles on business and human rights. In 2020, the action plan on corporate social responsibility for society and the environment was revised. Can the State Party elaborate whether these national action plans include systematic coverage of gender equality issues, and have the results been monitored and evaluated? Human rights experts have underlined that to effectively fulfill the responsibilities of businesses, transparency of contracts on vaccine development, procurement, and provision is crucial, as well as a thorough human rights impact assessment of all vaccine-related company activities. The committee specifically points to Switzerland's statements during the TRIPS waiver proposal negotiations and again at the 12 October 2022 TRIPS decision discussion. What are the State Party's efforts to strengthen their extraterritorial obligations under CEDAW? Switzerland is a global destination for women to influence policy and bring about positive change for women in their home countries at a UN level. And as such, it is important these women have accessible visa processes, particularly those from lower income states. However, prospective visitors to Switzerland from the Global South face a visa application process which can be costly, time-consuming, intrusive, and humiliating, largely preventing representation from particularly marginalized groups. Will the State Party consider introducing measures to standardize the documentation required for visa applications across jurisdiction and minimize the final resource burden of the visa process for this group? Does the State Party intend to assess the impacts of its tax and financial secrecy policies on the resources available for the fulfillment of women's rights and substantive equality overseas, in line with its obligations under CEDAW and is recommended by the committee in 2016? And if you allow me, Madam Chair, I would go on with issue 5, women, peace and security. To date, Switzerland has adopted 4 national action plans for the implementation of Resolution 1325 on women and peace and security. Through the current plan, which covers 2018-2022, Switzerland seeks to increase women's involvement and take into consideration women's rights, needs, and diverse roles in preventing violent extremism. What are the outcomes of the last national action plans adopted? And please provide data on the ratio of women mediators during the last national action plan period. Although the overall percentage of women in the Department of Foreign Affairs has increased from 47% to 52% from 2011 to 2021, there are some issues with representation in leadership roles. The share of female ambassadors is 24%, and the share of female heads of mission is 20%. What measures is the State Party taking to promote a sustainable, fair, and inclusive culture in diplomacy? Will the State Party consider quotas for the Concours Diplomatique? And how did the Swiss Foreign Policy Plan ensure gender mainstreaming on prevention of violent extremism? How is Switzerland ensuring that women effectively participate in negotiation, mediation, and post-conflict reconciliation and rebuilding activities from grassroots to senior levels? Human security for women goes beyond a restricted understanding of physical security. What does Switzerland undertake to ensure women's participation in post-conflict governance structures? What were the results of the study conducted by the Small Arms Survey Organization? Did the State Party decide on any tool or any indicators as a result of it? Furthermore, what was the outcome of the study conducted by the Office of Disarmament Affairs, and where were the measures developed in this study used in the previously mentioned national action plans. And allow me, Madam Chair, I did not ask any follow-up questions on the first items, and I think that if that takes too long, everybody will have forgotten what the answers on the first three issues were. So let me say that on these issues, I think the answers have been extensive and detailed, as you said, and I'm glad that, I think the committee is glad, of the digital strategy and the incorporation therein of the gender perspective. The question that was not fully answered, but probably will not be possible to fully answer, is the direct applicability of the convention in the courts. And I'm fully aware of the difficulties between the state and the judiciary, well, not difficulties, but the different roles. But nevertheless, it is the state's obligation to see to it that the convention is part of the judicial work, and that training, whether or not there are training schools for judges, that training is done in that respect. Thank you, Madam Chair, and these were my questions. These were not really questions, follow-up questions, but the questions on the other issues are now done. Thank you.